The Pirates going for their third straight win, taking on the Tigers. Pup at the Park night at PNC Park. Look at that cute little guy. Andrew McCutchen in the dugout, ready for this one. We pick up the action, scoreless in the third. A man on for Starling Marte facing Matthew Boyd.
Waiting here in the strike one. He swings and it's a soft fly ball to right field over a Ducey. He will not be able to get there. Looked like he was going to make the catch, and then it bounced, and he short hopped it around third. Mercer, 1-0 Pirates.
Well, there's a case where he just, again, just we saw with Ian Kinsler yesterday, just put the ball in play some way. It was down and away, and that's exactly what he did, and that's where he placed it, down and away right by the foul line, you know, in right field, medium right field. Ducey had a long way to go, but there's nothing you can do with a play like that. And the batter, all he did was want to stay alive, and he did.
This is the Andrew McCutchen of old at the plate. He swings and drives one deep to right center field. Going back at Ducey, looking up, and it's gone, a home run. Andrew McCutchen has been on a tear. Number 23, 2-0 Pittsburgh. Cool can't bunt here. Well, he could, but he's not going to. Wow. Curveball. As he bailed out, Cool thought he might as well swing while he's bailing.
Boy, oh boy.
Swing and a miss. 4-3.
Yeah, exactly.
The strike one. Swing the line drive over the glove of Romine. Oh my goodness. Freeze in, Rodriguez in. The second hit of the year for pitcher Chad Cool is a little bloop. McCann sitting up high, 3-2, ground ball, base hit into center. He missed his spot, centered the plate. Ground ball single into center, scores one. Stopping at third is McCutchen. 5-0 Pittsburgh.
I think that'll be it.
He's aggressive. If this pitch is close, he'll be swinging the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball.
Yep, you were right.
The Pirates win their third straight, taking out the Tigers 6-3. Chad Cool, the victory, allowing 3 runs in 6 frames, striking out 6. He also gets it done at the plate with that 2-run single. Andrew McCutchen, 2 hits and 2 runs scored. The Tigers have now lost 4 in a row. James McCann spoke after.
Feels good. You know, we would like to finish a road trip on a W, but we got to head into the homestand and get back to playing quality ball.
I know you guys continue to come out here and fight, but you know, there was a point you guys started this road trip 4-1. You guys end it 4-5. Give me your impressions when you hear that.
Like I said, you know, ending on a sour note. You know, we started off playing really well, and you know, it would have been nice to carry it through the entire road trip, but again, like I said, that's the past, and now we have to move on to the homestand and find a way to get back to playing winning baseball.
Did something happen? Boyd was really good first through the order. Second time through the order, they got to him a fair bit. Was there any adjustment he didn't make? Was there any pitch that got away from him in that stretch?
I think there's a couple pitches that they took advantage of mistakes. Maybe we got too predictable at times. And I have to go back and really watch, you know, some film. But bottom line is we didn't make pitches when we needed to make them, and they took advantage of that.
James, when you guys are facing, you know, coming off a one-hit effort last night, and then today you face a guy like Chad Cool that you hadn't seen before and throws as hard as he does, what is the challenge there?
I think a big challenge is in the game was when you're facing someone you've never seen. You can watch all the video you want. You can look at all the scouting reports you want, but there's a difference when you're facing a guy that you've never faced before. With that being said, you still got to throw the ball over the plate. Still, we still got to hit the ball. And they did a good job of holding us down these last couple of days.
Up next, a 4-game home-and-home series against the Pirates shifts to Detroit on Wednesday. Justin Verlander on the hill.